As we continue with stories of those most closely affected on this anniversary of 9/11, it's the story today in his own words of Harry Ong Jr. He remembers his sister, Betty, who was a flight attendant aboard hijacked Flight 11, who first got word to company headquarters a hijack was underway. He describes his family's reaction to learning about the events and that Betty had been killed in the attack.
I got up and turned on the TV, and there was this big black hole in the World Trade Center. And it was just smoke billowing out of it. I called my sister Kathy. I said, you might want to wake up, turn in your TV and take a look at what they're showing. The commentator's saying that it's an American Airlines plane. And I casually asked Kathy, I said, do you know where Betty is? And she says, Betty's supposed to be flying out of Boston. And I said, do you think Betty is on that plane? We just didn't know. So I left a phone call on her cell phone, just asking her when she's landed or anywhere you're on the ground, just give us a call and tell us you're okay. And there was no call from Betty. I called American Airlines, and it was only then that it was confirmed that Betty was on the flight. I just want to add, through your passing, Betty, our family's gotten very, very close. Dad, who's quite stoic, doesn't really say a whole lot. Man of the family. One day told us that he cries himself to sleep. Even to this day, he just keeps staying up watching TV, hoping somehow that you'll reappear. And we're all still waiting for that phone call from you to tell us that you're okay. We just miss you a whole lot.
Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.